Gaza Strip, carried down three military planes, has reached the city of Ismailia, northeast of Egypt. The Pentagon has said that U.S.-led airstrikes and fire disrupted the terrorists' lucrative oil pipeline operations. And British Parliament has endorsed Daniel Wade in Iraq after promise of legal terror. Good evening, I'm Mazar Elasra for Sino News. President Obama met his Russian counterpart at the Abbey, New York, on the 16th plenary session of the General Assembly. He reviewed issues related to bilateral relations, including given a strategic damage convened by President Abbas and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. He agreed to this line to rapidly finalize ongoing accords and prepare exchanges to strengthen the cooperation program and meeting for the upcoming month. A visit of Mr. Lavrov will be scheduled in the upcoming months. Also, one of the current Peter Mellon, hosting of Algeria, meeting of the situation in Syria and the Middle East. Foreign Minister Alta Lamama also affirmed in New York that Algeria, as a neighboring country, is willing to help Syria to take the path of isolation and rebuild institutions. In a high-level meeting on Libya held on the sidelines of the ordinary session of the United Nations General Assembly, of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Mr. Lamamra, has said that Algeria hopes that the Libyan brothers will over this ordeal and that Libya is going through hard times. Materials was collected by various bodies, including the Algerian Red Crescent, the Algerian Red Crescent, and the Union of Trade and Civil Society sent to the people of Gaza. The humanitarian aid was a donation from the Algerian people to the Palestinian people. And support to the Palestinian people and its struggle to regain its legitimate rights, including the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Over a homeless and the displaced are traveling from one place to another to find refuge. The Pentagon as American planes destroyed four tanks operated by tourists in Syria. Vehicles and terrorists in Iraq.
Fell on the between 1 to 3 hours a day. And according to Agnes Lindsay, because of the security situation. The coalition fights in Syria are reported to have so far killed at least 140 terrorists as well as 13 civilians. Fighting between Syrian troops and terrorists has continued to the airstrikes, with the army yesterday facing a campaign of coups to the town of Afra near Damascus.
British Parliament today endorsed joining raids in Iraq after Prime Minister Iraq members of Parliament.
John Warbler from the United States, France, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Jordan hitting terrorist targets. Denmark said it would send 7 experts.